Pete Buttigieg rubs it in, Kamala Harris's thankless portfolio means she never gets credit for anything. By Wendell Hasebo on December 24, 2021. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Thursday rubbed it in that Vice President Kamala Harris's thankless portfolio of responsibilities means she will never get credit for anything. While Harris was assigned by President Biden to halt illegal immigration, a national problem the vice president has failed to solve, Buttigieg has won positive headlines in the establishment media by allocating Biden's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. I think it's no secret that the different things she has been asked to take on are incredibly demanding. Not always well understood publicly and take a lot of work as well as a lot of skill, Buttigieg told the New York Times. You have to do everything except one thing, which is take credit, he added. Buttigieg's gloating over Harris's dreadful political position comes as infighting has consumed the Biden administration over who may replace the president atop the 2024 ticket if Biden does not run. Biden, 79 years old, said this week he will run if he is in good health. Reports indicate that Harris wants to desperately become president after losing in the Democrat primary in 2020, dropping out before Buttigieg with about only 2% of Democrat support. After Biden won the Democrat primary and then assumed the White House, he named Buttigieg as Transportation Secretary and thereafter announced he would pass a massive infrastructure package that Buttigieg would decimate. On Thursday, the Associated Press reported Buttigieg began to allocate $241 million federal tax dollars to ports amid the supply chain crisis and 40-year high inflation. Buttigieg doles out $241 million to U.S. ports to boost supply chain, the headline ran. Meanwhile, Biden tasked Harris in March with eliminating illegal immigration. But Harris has failed at her chief task with migrant flow sweeping over the border in record numbers. Biden administration officials believe the inflow of illegal aliens into the nation is increasing the fentanyl crisis. Fentanyl overdoses are the leading cause of death for Americans, ages 18 to 45. Harris has also remained mired in negative headlines about infighting and office dysfunction and abuse. Four staffers will reportedly exit the vice president's office before January 2023, garnering negative stories from allied establishment media. The vice president's allies are increasingly concerned that President Biden relied on her to win but does not need her to govern, The Times wrote Thursday. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.